Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we finished verses 4 and 5. So listen as we start chapter 5, verses 6 through 8 today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready as we begin in 1 John chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. And by the way, this is one of the most controversial passages in the Bible. A lot of things about it, and so I'll be giving a lot of information on these verses. We find the Trinity in these verses. We find fundamental groups even, as well as Jehovah Witnesses, liberals, others that will not go along with what we have to say today, but we're going to use the Word of God, and we're going to use fact against philosophy. So, hey, be listening. Pay close attention. Ask others to follow along now over these next few days and perhaps a couple of weeks here as we look at this passage in 1 John chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. If you miss a day's message, I would encourage you to go back to the website, and our announcer gives it to you at the conclusion of each day's broadcast, and you can click on there and find our sermon that you may have missed and just listen to it each time. So I would encourage you to do that. We would appreciate having you do that. I also ask and request your prayers for the Lamp and Light Radio Ministry. I find it interesting that this radio ministry is being heard around the world. Matter of fact, just in the month of October, and I say that, now some of you will be listening to this probably in February, maybe later, but in the month of October, we had 8,153 downloads between desktop and mobile downloads. We were heard in all 50 states and in 62 foreign countries. Of course, this is made possible not only through the radio stations by which we are on, but we also have this on our internet website. And I noticed the top 10 sermons that were listed on our website of downloaded sermons. What is so interesting is that in the top 10, 9 were radio sermons. So that kind of tells you that people are hearing the word around the world. And so we praise the Lord for that. We praise the Lord for what he is doing for us through the radio ministry. We also find that we're right around 1,000 live stream listeners, and that's besides those that watch through Facebook. So I have no idea what the Facebook counts are, but I'm just telling you that is God is using this ministry. So I would request that our listeners pray for us, pray that our equipment stands up, things go well, and we can continue to get the word out. Let me also just point out now, we realize that many times we get blocked in even in entire countries from going in there because we're preaching the Word of God and teaching it as it is to men as they are. You can go to our website at www.sermonaudio.com/ line that leans to the right underneath the question mark, and put in Central Baptist with no breaks. www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. On that site, we have, now listen to this, we have 4,745 sermons. They're not all mine. Most of them are. Over 4,000 of them are mine, but we have other preachers there as well that have preached here in our pulpit. And so you will want to listen in and check out some things there as well. So we praise the Lord for what he's doing there. If this ministry is a blessing to you, sometimes you hear ministries call and say, hey, Rita, send us a gift. And of course, any money that you would send us would go right into the ministry. There nobody receives a salary for what we do here. But that's not what we're asking for anyhow, even though that would be good. We just like to get letters from our listeners. If something was a spiritual help to you, write us, let us know, email us. Just let us know either through email or write us a letter. We like to hear from you. You may disagree with something that we said, or you may have a question about something. Write us. We love to hear from you because it means so much to us, and I hope that you will. So, again, my friend, I look forward to hearing from you because that is really important to all of us here at the Lamp and Light Radio broadcast. Okay, if you have your Bibles ready, we're in 1 John chapter 5. I'm going to read verses 6 through 8 just so that you have the overview of it. And then we're going to go into a lot of things. Some of it will be technical, and we have to get that way because of the attacks against this passage by people across the board. And so I want you to get this and get it clear, and you may want to go back to our website and listen to it again. But this says in 1 John chapter 5, beginning with verse 6, this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word. By the way, that's Jesus. In John 1:1, remember, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So, the Father and the Word is speaking of Jesus. So again, there in verse 7, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, that is the blood of Jesus, and these three agree in one. Now, that is saying that there is absolutely, and they agree in one, there's absolutely no contradiction. And you either believe the Bible or you believe your philosophies, but it's one of the two. I like believing the Bible, and I hope that you do too. Now, having said that, this passage that I just read is one of the most controversial passages in the Bible. Many conservative Bible scholars have taken the side of the Jehovah's Witnesses. They say, from the beginning of verse 7 to the word earth in verse 8 is not in the ancient manuscripts. And there are many examples of that. For example, the Ryrie Study Bible says verse 7 and part of verse 8 are not in any major manuscripts. And so they say that those are words that men have added by their thing. That means they've left out 24 words. There says there's 24 words that should not be in there that I just read to you from verses 6 through 8. And so that's what would come from Ryrie's Study Bible. Verse 7 and 8 are not in any ancient manuscripts, only in later Latin manuscripts, says another. That's why it's in brackets. The NIV claims verses 7 and 8 are from late manuscripts of the Latin Vulgate and are not found in any ancient manuscript before the 16th century. That would be the 1500s, okay? AD, they say there's nothing before AD 1500s. The American Standard, the New American Standard, Revised, the Amplified Bible, the Scofield Bible, and the New Scofield Bible, Javern McGee, all make similar statements. However, Matthew Henry, Erasmus, John Wesley, and even some of the Reformers said it was supposed to be in there, and that John indeed wrote it. Now, folks, you have heard me say it before, so it is not your favorite professor and Bible college. It's not what they say. It is not what your favorite preacher says, nor is it what the top scholars in IQ say. However, it is Romans chapter 3 and verse 4 where we're told, let God be true, but every man a liar. When there's a difference, God is always right. The man is the one that is telling the lie. Sometimes they tell the lie ignorantly. In essence, what these people are all saying now, and there's some good people in there, some people I read their books, so there's some good people in there. But, in essence, they say there was not a manuscript before the 15th century that contains it. And this has been taught in even many independent fundamental colleges. It is because they heard it from a professor who heard it from a professor who heard it from a professor. They aren't necessarily lying on purpose. It's simply that's what they were told, and they don't know any better. The things they've checked have always been the things that those professors from years past provided for them. However, it does occur in manuscript 61. Now, that's one that was found recently, most recently. It is not the earliest manuscript that contains this passage, but it was one of the first ones that was found that does. Now, there is a 4th century work, however, that was found that quotes verbatim these verses, 6 through 8, and it does it in the year A.D. 250. And when it's quoted, the writer says that he copied it from the Apostle John's writing. And I believe that was Cyprian that did that. But even using the thoughts of others who say it shouldn't be there, then read verse 6 and then skip to verse 8. Okay, so listen to verse 6. And this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is true. The Spirit, verse 8, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. Okay, now, it leaves out 24 words between the end there of verse 6, and then when you start there with the word the Spirit in verse 8. So again, listen to the words that are left out. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father and the Word and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth. Okay, none of that is there in their manuscripts.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant.